A reading from Mark 2:15-17. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law who were Pharisees saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
I love that last line, the quote from Jesus. "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And one of the stereotypes that some mainline churches used to have is only righteous people would show up and hear a righteous preacher preaching righteousness, and they'd all feel good about themselves and go out and be righteous, annoying the entire world they were going back into. And Jesus just turns that on its head. He's not come for the righteous, although he doesn't disregard them. Well, no man is righteous is really, I think, the key idea there. But it's a remarkable and somewhat disconcerting thought here that he gives us.
Yeah, the whole aspect of religious institution is set up many ways to care for the people within the institution. And Jesus comes and shows a different way. His concern is the Father's heart, which is a pursuing, loving heart that goes and finds the one who's generally the outcast or the marginalized. And here's Jesus, once again, to use our phrase, crossing boundaries to be with those people. And it really disturbs the religious people.
Who are self-righteous.
Exactly.
Which is really the distinction they like to think of themselves as righteous, but it's a self-promotion, a self-regard, and also a power position, because they've earned this position. And Jesus, it's not that he disregards it, it's just not Jesus. He's different than they are.
You've heard the phrase that we're all hungry beggars coming to Jesus for bread. And to use Jesus' metaphor here, we're all sick. We're spiritually and emotionally and socially and relationally sick. No matter how much we dress it up. And Jesus says, that's okay. You're the one I came for. I came for you that you would find health and life and be renewed and be a part of my family.
It's a complex relationship we're talking about, is that mercy that he's bringing with him, that grace that he's bringing, free of charge. The problem is, do we stay where we are or do we move to Jesus? Do we move over and receive the grace and become well in God's eye at that moment?
So in this case, acknowledging the sickness is not judgment, it's invitation. Get well.